Excuse me, bro. Can I ask you a quick question?
What's that?
Would you be down for a podcast right now?
Oh man, I could do it real quick for you, man.
Hey guys, welcome to Off Fire No Fluff. We met Van Dennis today, an absolute wizard at his craft. Bro, Van.
Perfecto, thank you. Yes, man.
If you wanted to explain a little bit about yourself.
Where do I start? You know, it's always a question that it's like, I'm an entrepreneur. I guess we call it a serial entrepreneur. I don't know if that's like
totally.
No, but I have passion for what I do, man. I've been in the same like field industry for about like 11 years now. Ex-athlete, used to play football. That was like my thing. That was the whole crash course, and I happened to end up like injuring my shoulder. That made me kind of have to go full into entrepreneurship. Also, just my family dynamic, you know, mom passing away at 17. That was like my parent I grew up with, single parent home. So like I had to be like, you know, independent in a sense, and entrepreneurship just goes hand in hand with that a little bit. Having to figure stuff out, having to, you know, solve problems, solutions, and you know, when you come get into that mindset, you have to constantly keep solving problems, find solutions, even monetize it, you know, that way for cash flow, because you need cash flow to breathe, you know, and to get other stuff going. But I just was able to, at least I was blessed and thankful, you know, that I was able to like find avenues of like stuff that I love to do. I love to be involved in business operations, marketing, and scaling, and the sales side. So that was like a calling for me in a sense. I felt like, because I love that process of like creative and marketing and the digital, and I gained like the direct to consumer, and I gained that whole like funnel and flow. Like that's like something I love to do, and it drives me. You know, wakes me up every morning. You know, it's one of the many reasons why I wake up every morning. You know, but and why I'm also thankful too. You know,
amen.
Yeah, man.
Amen. All right. So you like to build. You have the energy.
Dude,
let me ask you, bro, because I could feel that. I could feel that change, that shift. Like you found something. What was that thing where that moment when you said, this is it?
So I had that moment. That this is a moment when I was a kid with football. Like I first started playing soccer. And I was like a very athletic kid. Football was like that. That was like this is it thing for me. Where I was like, I want to be a professional football player. I was like, that's it. Found it. Found what I want to do. Obviously, like as I got older and stuff like that, I was definitely working towards that, and I was going that route. But then injuries and this, you know, life stuff happened. So it didn't work out in my favor. Went through depression with that, because I was like, the thing that I thought I was gonna do ended up being the thing, and I knew how to like, you know, hang up the cleats, as they call it, right? And then I found that I got that that second wind of that, like that thing with business, because I was like, how I wanted to like. Football was for me, it was also like an ego thing. It's like I wanted that to be what I was doing. Business now is also an ego thing too. It's like, I want to be respected for this. I want to be known for this. So it's like, that is like, how am I making my money? How am I doing? Like, I want it to be something that I respected, and that's why I also found in business that kind of thrives and does makes you feel like satisfied and fulfillment, you know. And yeah.
So you always had high goals.
I was always like super goal driven. And you know, some people want to believe in the whole Capricorn stuff and zodiac signs. Like, I'm very Capricorn. Like, uh-huh. You know, so you know, me and Jeff Bezos share the same birthday, literally. But it's just like, I do have that I'm very ambitious. I've always been like that since a kid. Like, very ambitious, very like a hardworking type person. Worked that thick as well. Like, that was installed in me by my mom. You know, because she was a grinder herself. So like. Yeah, man, they've definitely always been there. There's not like a fake thing or whatever. Like, even the place I'm at right now, like, they see me in here constantly working. They always be like, then you always like work like that. I was like, well, I'm like working on stuff I actually like to do, you know? You know, some parts of, you know, some things in the business you don't like to do, they're tedious, but I still like knowing that I'm like taking like that left foot and right foot, one step at a time towards like the ultimate goal. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So, even in like the things that we love to do,
yeah,
there's always those little bits and pieces of things that we don't like to do.
Oh yeah.
How did you get over the discipline of I gotta get through this to do have that over that outcome that I want?
Honestly, it's always difficult. I don't think that ever goes away. That's always a thing that you're gonna always struggle with. That doesn't go away. You just have to make a way. Your why has to be big enough, you know? Because a lot of days suck. You know, some days suck. Like last week for me sucked. You know, like, but I still was trying to work out every morning, still trying to get, still had to make those phone calls, so I had to, like, get down and like build out campaigns or edit things or have tough conversations with clients, because someone could be unhappy, someone could be really happy, you know? You're starting a new relationship that's exciting, it's in the honeymoon phase, and then one relationship might not be going the best. Like, those are like real things that happen in business. Like, a lot of people like, kind of like don't talk about. But then the wins, it makes the wins amazing, but there's a lot of hard times in it. It's not like you're working for someone else in a sense. So you're always kind of working, kind of always on. It makes relationships very hard, you know? That's always a hard part too, because no one ever understands, even if they say they understand for a little bit, at some point it becomes a problem. So I just think that somebody just have to constantly stay as consistent, just try to be consistent with everything, you know? Mm. Even like this new brand I'm launching, Raw Dose, like a lot of our back end, like we're being authentic and raw about like this journey, and like it's like we know we have to put in and figure out so much different things that are gonna be new. So me and my partner talk about things like we're gonna have manufacturer issues and stuff that we know is gonna come, or scaling issues are gonna come, like competitors coming, it's this and that. It's like all these problems are gonna come, but they're like, these are problems that make us grow and they make you stronger, you know? So yeah, something that it's, you just have to kind of accept that this is like gonna be a thing, but and enjoy the process. Kind of help you like stay at peace and like, you know, happy with what you're doing. Yeah,
wow, bro, that's leadership, that's coach mentality, bro.
Yeah, man.
Did you always have that? Did you I mean, you shout out to your moms for putting that, instilling it. And do you know
because of the way my mom raised me, I went through phases, right? Like I was like a bad little kid, like very, very bad. Like I was a whole different person. Like I was passionate about the wrong things, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
So like, this passion and drive I have for what I do now and all that, well, imagine that passion being for bad things, you know?
Like, yeah.
So like that wasn't, you know, that kid, God knows, that kid would either be dead or, you know, but my mom putting me in football, so that really did change my life. And like when everything clicked for me then, like where my whole demeanor and thoughts, the way I processed things, the way how I wanted to be looked at, viewed, all changed like from that.
Wow. So,
yeah, sports was a big impact for me.
It really does seem like football planted that seed, that discipline, that you have the ability to change you.
Yeah, it was like I feel like that's for me. It's like my dopamine hit. It's like a high, like that fulfillment of like working hard and succeeding after like putting the work in and the process, all that. That's like, I definitely get like a high off of that, you know? And so I'm glad that I'm glad I made myself take that as like the high and be my fulfillment. That way it's like leading me always in a better place, not like something else, right? So like even living here in Miami, like I don't drink. It's like rare if I ever have a drink. It's like super rare. Like even people that know me are probably looking like, well, this must be, you know, like I just really don't care to drink. So I normally don't drink at all. I'm not like a party type person. I really only go out just for like my friends that need it. They want to network. The only time I'm gonna have to even talk to this person, because they're working all day on their thing, is to actually, you know, go out and actually meet them, try to break the ice and open up that relationship. But I don't have no fulfillment in that. I have more fulfillment actually just relaxing. I can smoke my hookah, relaxing, you know, peaceful, be at the beach or something like that, just chill. But like, that's what drives me, and it's not for everybody. You know, some people kind of think it's weird, and they're like, why are you working all day? You know, like, you going on your journey building this out, people are going to probably be like, why keep doing this, you know? But you know why you're going to keep doing this. You know what this is going to turn into. You know, like, it's your fulfillment. This is going to be bigger than what you sometimes even think it's going to be, as long as you're only going to fail if you quit and if you stop, you know? Like, but I can see you, like, I can see this growing to something, like, big, as long as you don't stop and you actually, like, you know, put that work in. We live in a time right now, man, you just have to outwork everybody, you know? Let everyone be lazy. Like, I sometimes, like, would talk to my friends, like, damn, like, people seem lazy, or they're, like, taking all these shortcuts, et cetera. Like, let them do that. They're not going to be around for long. Like, let them, you know, you don't want, like, I have a business partner, really one of my best friends, Daniel. I was like, I don't want a lot of Daniels as competition. You know, I don't want another me as competition that I know is going to, like, take that, that, you know, like, be, like, all in for real and, like, serious. And that's like, what brand we're launching. It's, like, one of our, like, slogans, you know. It's, like, you know, the work you put in all day, every day, you know. Like, but, you know, it's just, we live in that time where it's, like, let people be distracted. Don't, you know, and you stay focused and you execute and you take those ups and downs, the failures and the wins, and you keep building and growing and being open to it, you know, like.
That's really it. Yeah. Everybody, yeah. Nobody working, bro. Everybody just chill. Everyone's too chill. Everyone's lax, yeah. Thinking that time is just not just something to waste. Like, and you building.
Yeah.
And you've been building. Well, congratulations, bro, on everything thus far.
Definitely nowhere near, not even nowhere near where it's not even close. But what fulfills me is I'm doing what I need to do to get to where I want to be. So that's where I take the, like, you know, like the, okay, like, all right, like I did what I needed to do today. I'm doing these things. I'm not holding myself back or distracting myself with things, you know, like.
You're a doer, bro. Yeah, straight up. So give me the words, the thought that comes into your mind when you're laying in bed and you're scrolling, bro, and you're like, oh man, I gotta get up, but just one more scroll. Why? Well, how do you get
you
up?
Know, I'll say this morning, like there's days I wake up super early, 4 a.m., 5 a.m. I kind of go based off whatever I need to do for that day. So if I need to sleep in, I'll sleep in, you know? I try to make sure all my meetings are pushed back so I can like get what I need to get done in the morning, but there's no like direct real routine for someone. It's like you make your routine should be whatever is routine for you that makes sense for you, for that works in your life that you need to get done. It's like there's no like perfect thing to follow, you know? That's a lot of people like kind of try to give everyone like their routine. It's all customized to you, for real. Like it's like, you know, like it's like we're all individually different, so you have to find what really works for you, and your why also ties into what's gonna get you up out of bed or something, you know? Like, you
man,
know? Yeah,
man. Bro, this is all, it's all making sense to me, man. Like, I'm feeling every single word. So, let's say there was a group of 20-year-olds in front of us, bro, and they wanted to start off in marketing. They wanted that to be the win. What words would you have for them?
Act like you're at a buffet and taste everything. You know, that way you can see what you really like, see what you're interested in, you know, like that's like one of the best things. I like, because you won't really know. Like when I stopped playing football when I was injured, I had to survive. I had to go work every job that I could possibly get. So I worked at a warehouse, I worked at Pizza Hut. At the Pizza Hut I was at, they were like a diner Pizza Hut, so they had like delivery driving. We had people that would sit down and dine in or take out. I worked everything in there just to get more hours. So the cashier, I started making pizzas and shit. Like I did everything just to try to make money, but I was just tasting everything and I was just working. I just had the hunger and I was like, I can't, instead of just going out parties like that, I can't do that. Like my other friends, they have their parents, you know, they can live at home. I had to work. So I was like taking everyone's shifts. Like if someone wanted to go out and party, I was like, you want to go out Friday night? I'll take a shift for you, man. No worries. Like I was always catching those easily all the time. So you're going to get some type of money just to be able to survive. But as a 20-year-old, like you got to just taste everything. Go look up to people that try to work in the industry that you want to be in or that you want to own one day or something. And get your feet wet, you know, like in anything, you know, that's like one of the best things to do. Obviously sales is like one of the, a great place to be because you got to learn, you always have to sell yourself, always. You're selling yourself to get a client, to get a new deal for an investor, to get the girl you want or guy, you know, like it's, you always have to learn to sell. So sales is always a great start and it helps you actually be able to open up and actually be able to solve issues, solve conversations, negotiate, et cetera, you know, like sales is always a great place. I feel like it's like, I don't even know how they in college. They should add like sales class as a thing because that's like persuasion psychology, something like that you need to know and understand, and that comes through practice, you know. But that's one of the best things to say.
They should need to add that. There is no sales class. There is no interesting. No master.
They got psychology, but maybe certain schools obviously go into different. You know, they have different like focus points of the psychology, but it's definitely one of the biggest things that you're going to be using for the rest of your life. You know.
What is it about marketing that you fell in love with, bro?
I love the whole business operations of it and like that whole creative journey of getting like someone to buy your shit, with no matter what that is, whether it's a physical product or service, and connecting that dot with like that customer, like the ideal customer for this product, and working in on it's like almost like different science projects, you know, in this time, right? Like it could be like a SaaS company that's selling like a service, like, you know, B2B type thing, or it could be D2C, like direct to consumer, a physical product. It's like, how do we create this visual thing that sells this product and connects with the customer to the product that they actually really want and solves their problem and make that dot, make that like, how can we make that the most smoothest transition flow, you know? And you get to test different things. It's a whole process, like so many different things, you know? And that's what makes it fun, you know? Like, and it's fun when it's obviously, you know, doing really well and hitting, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just, and then you learn so much from that too, man. Just like over the years, like doing it, like you've learned so much in that process of like what gets people to buy. Also, you see how what gets people to buy keeps changing as the world moves forward on certain stuff, you know. So just like, for example, I've seen a lot of like businesses starting to add like live, you know, live ad promotions and stuff, you know, like it's like on TikTok Live they're like selling a product instead of just like an ad, you know, like they're seeing live now, that's the rankings are going up, we're seeing numbers, you know, seeing those numbers change on different platforms, different dynamics, different geographically different areas. It's like keep learning, seeing so much, and that's what keeps me, it keeps it exciting, you know. It's like never boring,
always changing, always
Got
to stay on your toes and stay ahead of it.
Wow. How big podcasts are now, right? Podcasts weren't big like that years ago, you know, like now it's like it's a big platform now. People are able to learn more, get deeper conversations, go into things. I moved to Florida damn right because of Joe Rogan, Pat Chashby, David. I was like during the pandemic, I was like, you know, paying very attention close to like what they were thinking, what they were doing, analyzing multiple different people, and be like, all right, these guys are moving, I think probably should move too. Probably make more sense to get out of California and go to Florida for business as well. Also, I knew that a lot of other business owners and, you know, creators and influencers I knew were also moving there too. So it's like, yeah, why not do this now? Because I probably would have never left California, you know, if I didn't, you know?
Wow, bro. So you carry the mindset as a marketer of testing everything and finding what's right for you in other areas of your life.
Yeah. And the thing is too, it's like, and I know, the thing is too, is like, I know I'm not the best marketer. I also don't do a lot of things that I should be doing, like social media wise, that I know actually works. Like I have my client do a lot of things that works, but I just have my viewpoint, how I want to be looked at. I don't do everything. Like say if I want to, been in the space for 11 years, should be selling a marketing course, mentorship, stuff like that. I don't do that because I have to actually like feel and genuinely want to do that for me to do that. And I scale a lot of other people's offers and stuff up, but I'm not trying to like be looked at as like a course creator type person like that. I'm like, I do like the marketing angle that I'm at because I also could be in so many different things at once. So I don't want to be tied down to like one thing when I really want to be involved in all these different things and be looked at as that. So that's something I've been trying to navigate, to make sure I navigate this like the most authentic way, you know, where it's just like, I don't want people to, like, every time I see my post, just think that, oh, I'm just trying to sell you something, you know? So that's where I've tried to kind of keep that gap.
It feels that way.
You know, like.
Yeah. I was looking through your feed, I didn't felt like I was getting sold at all. I was really just, it was all
even though I value. Still, even though I still, like, you still want to get business, you know? Like, I'm not there, I'm not really just trying there to hang out or I don't try to even look cool, you know? Like, I purposely don't even show a lot of stuff that I'd be doing, you know? Like, because that's just, I'm not trying to impress or like use that as like, you know, but for other people that definitely works, like the lifestyle stuff for sales is a big indicator. A lot of times some people don't even know what I do. And so I have to like kind of remind every day. So my page isn't the best example because I'm not doing certain things, but I know exactly what to really do and like actually how to like hack culture and market with it, but I just don't do it personally for myself because it's just not the image I want to give off and stuff, you know?
But, yeah. Nah, it seems like you mastered it, like you're doing it right. But let me ask you, is there a course coming eventually?
I mean, I would definitely at some point probably do one. I just don't know when, but I wouldn't be opposed to it. You know, it's just like, it's not something that's just trying to rush. I'm really trying to like build different businesses and brands as a CEO, and like, I want to definitely document that journey, like that raw, authentic journey, like the ups and downs, the struggles, the wins, stuff like that. That's like more so what I'm going after, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's like the CEO of a raw, like I love his stuff. It's this guy, you know, it's a huge company, millions are crushing it. They're selling out. They're like one of the most SKUs in Targets and Walmart and Sam's Club. And he's like a raw, real entrepreneur. And I like that's what I admire and respect. So like, that's the type of people that I'm probably going to be more so tailored towards, like the other me's that are up and coming up to like that next empire, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's how I kind of play it and see it. Yeah.
A guru in the marketing business. So we made 500, we got 500 million that has come through you to your clients.
Yeah. So that number's even more. So that's not the numbers that I made. That's how much all the different clients I've had, how much I've generated in ads for different businesses, you know? That number's up probably up to the billions, because like I had few clients like exited the past like few years, you know? So if you want to count that, that'll actually be an interesting thing to actually title, like I help people exit. That's like a crazy bio. Like, you know, that's like a money-making thing. Just come off the dome, just thinking that right now. But
I help people exit.
Yeah, that'd be kind of crazy. That's like a little statement, you know?
That's fire.
I'd be like, if you saw it on someone's profile, you'd be like, what?
What you mean?
Like, yeah. I help people sell their business for millions.
Yo.
That's kind of fire, right? We kind of just came up with it on the spot.
I like it. Get updated.
But, you know, there's a...
So how would you change? Actually, okay. So how do you advertise without manipulating? Because you have to reach the emotions of...
You kind of have to manipulate the system. If you really want to win, you have to manipulate, right? Like, everything, there's always a method to the madness. I always tell people, like, everything that someone's that you're seeing, there's a reason why they're posting, right? We could use a girl, for example, like, or a guy. A girl posting a picture with her butt angled to the back. There's reasons for that post, right? Why did she post that? A client, a business, it could be a physical product, consumer goods, beauty product, etc. They're showing what the benefit of the product is. Why are they posting that? They want there's an end goal, there's a method to the madness. Like they want to get the customer to see the product, like it, get some information to buy, you know, see things to buy. Like, people want to be seen. Advertising is like all around us. People are advertising when they don't even know it all the time, you know, something, you know. It could be you going out with friends at a comedy club or something, or just doing anything. You're advertising something, you know, like whether it's selling or not, you know. It's like a nonstop thing, you know. It's something I always pick up on all the time, you know?
Interesting. You really are, bro. Everywhere you look at, you're being tried. Someone's trying to sell you on something.
It could just be, hey, I'm just trying to sell you on. I'm just having a good time here, hanging out with my family. I'm just, you know, it could be, it's like everything. It's like an everything.
Everything.
You know, yeah.
Is that why attention is so valuable?
That's why it's super valuable. That's why people even build companies, just that data. Those data points to build off the data to then use that to obviously sell more advertising or to, you know, have control in the market. The more attention that you have, it's a huge value asset, you know? It's like real currency, you know? And it can be monetized. And so that's like what every big business thinks of, you know? People want to get on Joe Rogan's podcast, not just to talk to Joe Rogan because they're a fan of Joe Rogan. It's like they know that's going to get them a lot of attention. It's going to help them, you know? It's a statement. It's like a, you know, it's like... It's just, we go into a deep dive about all that, but yeah, it's like attention, advertising, marketing, like that is everywhere, literally, all every day, all day, you know.
So being, coming from a marketer's perspective, when you see these, you know, 50,000 ideas come into your mind every day, what kind of attention do you give it? Is it like I see what you're trying to do, no, or is it like how would I make that better?
I'm always studying, and like I love looking at everyone's content. I love looking at every different ad I see. I can't not look at nothing at this point and not think. Like I start thinking about like that's dope. Oh, that was really creative. I liked how they did that. I wonder how that's working for them. I never have like a negative. Like, you know, you hear people like when they're watching YouTube and then the ad come on, they're like, oh, I hate the ad. I watch all the ads. You know,
yeah.
I'm not the person that's like, of course, if I'm watching, I'm gonna skip it here and there. But a lot of times I'm like, all right, like I want to see like how their hook started, how they closed in, what was their call to action, how long was their ad, what were they showing in the ad. Like I like to look at all those things, you know.
It's almost homework.
It's free insight. You're seeing like stuff that actually works. You're seeing like you're seeing like the gems, the gold. Like you're seeing like someone's running. If you see an ad, that means someone's spending money on that ad. So you want to take that serious. You know, you don't want it like it's something to learn from instead of to be like, oh, I don't want to see it. Like to learn. It's like free game. Really seeing an ad that works in front of you. You know,
a finished product that somebody put their time and effort and a ton of attention to try and get you to do something, and you may have just clicked skip.
Yeah, a lot of times people don't look at it like that. You know, when it's even short on social media, ads you see, that ad's probably bringing that company millions of dollars, but some people just don't even, like, this goes over their head, don't think about it like that.
Man. Now, those millions of dollars, is it... Okay, this is almost a childish question, but it's
the
most basic way I could put it. those millions of dollars, are they, as long as the ad is good, are those millions of dollars, you always get a return on it?
You always get it. So there's the thing too, like when it comes to ads, and that's some of those I tell clients, you always get a return. Whether, because either you're gonna get, there's multiple returns that you get from this. Obviously, it's like profit margin, like money that you get return wise, or you get learning data points that you're learning from to know, oh, maybe this doesn't work. The customers are not really buying from this type of ad. That way you could change it. So you're always, we're always winning. So a lot of times you have to change clients' like mindset and stuff. It's like, okay, like we know that didn't work. Good. So now we know we could change this and do a different type of creative, trying to add. So you're always learning. So sometimes people take it as a loss or thinking about it wrong most of the time. Yeah, it might have been like, not, we put money in it, didn't probably get nothing back that we should have. Now we know to change it to something else, you know, and test, you know, like
data points.
Yeah,
so data points are just as valuable almost as.
To learn from those data points, you know, like if you have the right perspective, you know, like learning lessons right there out the gate.
Can you sway masses by data points, little by little, inch by inch? Yes. Learning more and more.
Yep. and then change up your whole, like, you know, helps you change up and you re-strategize, reverse engineer things that you need to, and then relaunch, you know.
Bro, this is like, what's crazy is, yeah, just as you said, the end result of all of this money, time, and attention is put in the faces of the masses. They don't even realize that's what it is.
Yeah.
And they just click skip. And then when they see another ad, it's like, oh, cool. You know, cool. Yeah, this, let me just see what these shorts look like. Hey, cool.
Yeah.
And little do they know.
And that's in everything too. Like that's in business. That's in content creators. Look at streamers. Why think about, like, and also too, like from media, people. That's how most people see to want to do what they want to do. I would have really never even known about playing football if that one day my mom and her friend. My mom's like, you know, she's a British Jamaican lady, you know, immigrant in America. She doesn't know nothing about American football, but she had an American friend, coworker, who came over, and the husband wanted to watch the Super Bowl, and I didn't really know, and I watched that, and I was like, oh, what is that? That looks fun. Like, I want to play that thing, you know? That's how kids now seeing streamers. They don't know, they're not teaching that. They're not pushing streaming as a career, but now kids want to be streamers because of their thing on social media, so it's like, things are being marketed all different type of ways, right? Podcasts are a huge thing. It's one of the dopest things. I only watch podcasts, really. I watch TV shows rarely here and there. I watch podcasts like every other day, or every day. Like I love hearing interviews, love hearing people's mind, like hearing them break down something from their perspective, their point of view. That's why that's blew up so much too, you know? Like, yeah.
Oh, la, 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 la. This is wild.
Yeah.
So, with data points, what's the most surprising thing you've learned about the human behavior with data?
There's so many things. I'll say one thing that I won't say it surprised me. It's just always so that it is a very following society. So even like how social media like has like followers and following, the world does really operate off that, does really operate off of community. There's a community for everything, right? And there's like, it let me kind of know, like, literally anything almost could be like, there's a niche for anything. Like if you like something, so there's millions of other people that like that thing too. And that's what's crazy. That's what's always like kind of shocking, you know? That's what makes brands blow up. That's what, you know, everyone starts using a certain type of, let one thing trend or switch, like everyone's doing that. Like, you know, you see different trends pop off every other month. There's a new trend or viral thing, right? And you start seeing everyone doing it. It's so crazy how fast things spread. You know, like we have like that, there's like that word, it's like the new word of mouth that's always been here in human history. And we're seeing that like spread faster and faster because of social media, you know?
Wow, it's the new word of mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa, bro.
And it's going to just spread like a wildfire, you know? Like, even crazier than a wildfire, you know? It's like, and that's how fast, like, you can see stuff just, like, even, like, things like, take Ashton Hall's videos, how he, that, like, spread, you know? Like, crazy. And then everyone started doing that routine to try to, like, you know, just to try to get, more attention, you know?
Attention. So what would you say to, because when you're 0 years old to 18 years old, your attention is occupied by period one, period two, period three. And then when you're unleashed into the real world, here comes all the ad campaigns. Now it's not period one, period two. It's advertisements.
Yeah.
What would you tell those that are in school, bro, on how to not only be aware of it, but to prepare for it?
It's really hard to say, like, to prepare. I think one of the things, like, just like kind of answer it in a different way from what you're saying is, like, I think it's best to pay attention to what gets you the tick, or to, like, get you going. That to me is, like, one of the most important things. Like, whatever it is that you feel, and it feels different, right? It's like, and it's kind of hard, like, you know, like, whatever actually really interests you, something that you should really look into and try going that route and doing, you know? Because that's, like, it's hard to break down, because the way I think about it, it's like, I had to find a way to really, like, break it down more, but I just know it's like when you feel something, you see something that you, like, really interested in, actually, like, you want to do, that's what you got to pay a lot of attention to and go all in on, you know, because that's what it's like, to me, it's going to help you have more of a fulfilling life in a little bit. Now, you're going to still have to do a lot of shit you probably don't want to do to get to that level, and it takes time, but whatever it is that really, like, you just feel like this interest and, like, for, try to start building towards that, working towards that, while working another job or whatever that you don't even like, whatever, but just you want to get to that, you start putting, like, you know that whole manifestation thing, it's like, that's just like that's like the creative thought idea we get, but then if you start putting action towards it, then it actually starts, like, actually happening, because now you're like creating that as, like, a reality, like creating your own simulation of that, you know? Yeah. Like, everything was just an idea. The thing about, like, when you probably started, like, you had an idea about starting a podcast, you were probably like, where am I going to do this at? How am I going to do this? You just start doing it, and then it starts becoming a thing. And then it's just keep going, and it just keeps compounding. You keep adding things to try to grow, testing things, being open, putting that work in, and it's just this compound effects into this crazy dream you had, you know? Becomes a reality, you know?
Bro, that's leadership mentality. So if I'm getting it right, it's like jujitsu. Use it to your advantage.
Yeah.
They're gonna come. The ads are gonna come. But see if you can find what you like and grow from it. Because it's the only time in history you could even say that we've had the opportunity to see different lifestyles, see different things, and then pick and choose from there.
We live in a time now where, like, you know, it's like something that we have way too many options. We get to see everything. We get to learn faster. AI is so amazing, where everyone has a personal, like, assistant at a certain point, you know, or something to help break down stuff. Any type of thing you need to learn, you can learn it right away, you know, and get like you almost have like a real tutor on anything at this point, you know?
For real. All right. Yo, I just had a question and then it evaporated. But, man, now I'm thinking about all kinds of stuff, bro, because this is, you're 500 million, and that's an old number. We're probably getting, at the billion now. When you choose, because you only work with the best, as far as clients, you only work with the best.
Yeah, but even now, I'm not working with, I'm not, like, at Gary V's level, you know, that's like 30 years of experience like that, but when you're starting out, you're not going to work with the best. You got to work with whatever you can get, you know? You got to take your stuff for free, you know, to build up those case studies, build up your skill set, you know, and work your way up to that. And then you're constantly still trying to get to work with the best, and you get better and better type clients as you go. As you get more notoriety, but it never starts off like that, right? Unless someone's, like, getting crazy hand-me-downs, you know, or getting, like, crazy pulled in. That's not gonna be everyone's, you know, not everyone's gonna really get those type of resources or access out the gate. But you putting that work in will get you there, you know? Like, and I think, and I really believe, I truly believe that anyone could do anything if they really just put their all into it. You hear Alex Hormozzi talk about stuff like this. I'm a big believer on this. Like, if you just put the work in, really, like, actually put the work in, you really will make everything that you want to have happen, you know? Like, it's literally just that, just like doing, you know? A lot of times people, a lot of people ponder, like, so many people have probably have some great ideas and super dope stuff, but they just never do it. They never just try, you know? And that's like where they, that's where they fuck up at, you know? It's like, you just gotta actually just do it, you know? Don't care what people are gonna say, don't worry about like the, what people are gonna talk shit about, whatever, just do it. Just do it, you know?
Yeah. I love that, bro. That's, and I love how you were never scared.
Like, yeah, no, like I dare to be different, right? Like I dare people just dare to be different. Dare to try, I dare you. You know, like,
yeah, bro. It seems like that mentality, because you haven't mentioned about, like, everything you've been mentioning is like trial, but that's part of the process. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Yep.
You learn. You're part of the process. Keep learning.
Yeah.
And I don't know if what came first, was that a byproduct from marketing, or was that a byproduct from you, bro? And then you said marketing is my shit, because then I can do that.
It's a, you know, that's why a lot of people like do like sell, like there's a lot of people like do like have to do like a mindset thing with people, stuff like that, because your biggest competition or the asset or liability is you, how you think, how you like, are you gonna do, are you, most people, you're gonna, we usually are the ones that hold ourselves back, like you and everyone. We also have, our brains are so amazing, right? We actually know what we know what we need to do. It's just like, we just don't do it, you know? It's like we have like our own little self-sabotage with things. It's like, we literally know what things to do. Like, and it's just, it's crazy. So like, we're, it's like, that's why like all people and their sayings and quotes, it's you versus you, stuff like that. Cause it really is like, you have to do it. Like, my buddy over there, Serge, with this hookah thing, like that was an idea. And he started doing, like, started making hookahs, and now he's like one of the best hookahs in Miami are from him, you know. And it was an idea, so like that, and it's like, let's go do that. I don't know how I'm gonna figure it out, but I'm just gonna do it. Let me go try to get the first restaurant to let me set up shop there, and then it'll trickle down to like, just have to just go do and just do it, you know.
Shit,
just, you know, and hopefully try to weed out the people that you don't need around you, that hold you back or a distraction in the wrong way, that are probably making your self-doubt even more stronger. But
about the pain, bro? What about the pain when you decide, all right, I'm just gonna go through it? Here comes stage two. Here comes the pain, mm-hmm. and all the doubt and everything you were scared of.
You have to really know how to, like, those are gonna come. Those always come. There's levels to it every time. At every level, you're gonna keep having those same issues, but you have to keep fighting, you know? You have to fight. You have to fight for everything. Like, if you just, like, I always tell people, like, you really only fail when you quit, you know? Like, you know, like, of course, like, if something is like completely super wrong, you have to change things around, stuff like that, but you don't stop, you know? It might lead you into another industry or business that you overlooked or were not thinking of, but that first thought took you there, you know? And that's like the perfect way to kind of keep working, going towards the end goal of like the, you know, like that dream that you really have, you know.
Bro, I just want to tell you, because I don't know if you get told enough, if you tell yourself enough, the mentality that you have, bro, is fire.
Appreciate that, man. Thank you.
And you don't even take a second to give any of that negative stuff attention. You don't even take a second. It's always, once it comes up, boom, how are we using it as leverage? But you have built a mindset that is rare, bro. It is rare out here. That's a warrior mentality, bro. And there's a lot of guys that we just been distracted. We just been distracted, and we haven't seen what it looks like to replicate, to have a warrior mentality, to put yourself out there, to go through the flames, and to keep walking. Bro, you a perfect representation of what that looks like.
Definitely, man. Appreciate that. You know, and you know, everyone has their battles. You know, like, whether someone's like religious or not. I'm religious. I'm, you know, Christian faith. You know, I feel like definitely God's helped me get through a lot. Like, you know, I talk to God when it's tough. I'm like, hey, God, like, thank you for, you know, even giving me an opportunity. And I know that this is probably just a challenge I just need to get over and get me to the next thing. Now, not everyone's religious. That might not be their thing. Their mind, they still need to have that mindset in them and to talk to themselves positively in those hard times and be like, you know, it's okay. This might suck now, but let's keep going. It's going to get better. So think about some of the worst times that you've had. You're here still. And you kind of forgot about that time that was sucked in that moment. It sucked so bad, right? But you're still, you know, it's like it's a never give up mentality. The mindset's so important because that's what's going to keep. And it's like having gratitude, also enjoying the process of things, understanding the process, still staying hungry on that. And, you know, whether some people don't like to use the word humbled or not, it's like, you know that anything can be taken away, so you appreciate it more, you know? And yeah, that's like a, there's a certain golden mindset, and that's not for everybody, right? There's different personality types that people have. Other things might drive them. Some people are more like materialistic driven, etc. Whatever that is, like, that's like gonna help kind of keep you up and going and taking those steps every day that you need to in the morning, you know?
That's fire.
Yeah.
That's the Van Dennis way of living, bro. That's
fire. The van life.
That's fire. The van life. Yo, bro. I knew there was good energy, man. Yeah. I just seen you physically fit when I was walking. I saw you, bro. And when God just tells me, click the button, I click the button, bro. I put the camera and I go. Yeah. And I seen you. I didn't know you was on the phone, but I just saw good energy and you were smiling. You were busy. I said, okay, bro's locked in. What about? I didn't know, but I knew you were locked in. And turns out Van Dennis is on the way to billions, bro.
Yeah, man. It's dumb, man. You're also in a great place. Like, there's a lot of, like, as much as people like to talk bad about, Miami for it's a waste. It's like this is like a privilege. It's a privilege to be here, for one, to be in America, and also to you're around a bunch of motivation all the time too. Whether some people, whatever their intentions are, good or not, or they're authentic or not, there's still so much motivation. There's still so much. I'm the type of person, I look at the glass half full than half empty. Like, a lot of times you probably hear people complain about stuff. Like, there's nothing. They're complaining about nothing. They're always gonna complain. You know, that's what I see when I see someone like that. I'm like, oh, you could have the best life or anything like that, and they're complaining. Think about the kids that have well-off parents and they complain about their parents. What about the kids that don't have any parents? Don't even have parents to even help them with anything, but they're like happy, fulfilled. They're different. They're more driven. I have like one friend that is actually super hardworking. That actually, I won't say his name but stuff like that because people know who I'm talking about. But he works his ass off. He works as if he came from a broken home, and he doesn't. And he outworks everyone else. People that I know that come from that should be working harder. And I'm like, this guy's making millions a year and he's outworking everybody. And I'm like, prime example, you know? Like, it's, but also just lets me know, it's like, damn, like, it's all perspective with some of the people, you know?
Man, sometimes you can't fix ungrateful. Sometimes you can't fix.
And that's a mindset I would never want to have. That's very scary. It's very like, they'll never be happy with nothing, you know? Like, you know, like, even if they have everything, they'll still be unhappy. And that does happen to a lot of people, and it's a very sad thing. I don't know if it's, there's many reasons probably why that happens, but that's like just a place that you want people to kind of not, you want them to stay away from, just not being thankful for what they have and gratitude, because they would never be happy. Anything.
That's a sad demise, bro. I didn't even think about that. You're right, complainers. Sometimes they ain't got nothing to even complain about. They just complaining.
About anything. Saying guys in our situation. It could be a girl that you're dating or, like, anything is an issue. So even if, like, you know, you give them everything, they're still going to complain. But think about someone that's like that with their parents. Like, their parents, like, had gave them a roof over their head, all type of things, take care of them, so then they still complain. And it's like, so, but nothing actually really work for you, because there will always be something. Even when you do get it, you'll still be complaining, you know?
Wow. Yeah. Hey, stop complaining, guys. If you're complaining, stop being a complainer. Don't complain. I don't think we have complainers listening.
Yeah, like, and it, of course, like, there's stuff that someone like, I could not like the hookah that was made, and I could complain about it to, you know, get it better. Like, it's like normal to have, you know, stuff, but it's like, but like deeply complaining about things and not like, you know, like, that's just, I don't know, that just sounds miserable.
It, you know, is.
Like,
It is, you're right. And then on that note, the ungrateful side of things, imagine having an ungrateful attitude about everything. That's, that would close so many doors automatically.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So how has being grateful, how has being positive helped you throughout the entire
day? Dude, man. Everything, I think that's like something that, that's like a, that's also like a blessing from God to have that type of mentality, because, you know, just go deeper, like my mom passed away when I was 17 years old. That was my main parent that I grew up with, who I loved. And so imagine like that's taken from you. I could have looked at the world two different ways. I could have went a different route, went left. Left would be victimizing myself, you know, doing all type of stuff and just being miserable in that. Or the way I look at it, it's like, damn, God, thank you for giving me like such a dope, blessed mom that was like instilled like worth ethic in me and like showed me like that you could get out the mud, and like she was like the most successful person in the family that had, she had it worse than us, and she made it, and she had 4 kids in California. Like people can't even 6 figures afford to live by themselves, you know? And I just seen her like get up every day and do it. I was like, if she could do it, I was like, I definitely could do it, you know? And just not take it as like a negative thing, take it as a positive. Like, you know, I'm like, I looked at it like how blessed I was to have her for those 17 years, you know? And some people have their parents and they don't even, they complain. And their parents like helping them out and stuff like that. Like, so it's like a, it's just a mindset. I'm just really thankful. And I pray to God all the time to like, thank him for making me see it and view it that way. Cause if not, it's like, it's the other place is miserable. I wouldn't imagine, I couldn't be there, you know? You know, so it's like, why be there? Like, why complain and victimize or just dwell negatively on things? That's just gonna constantly make you just stay like in the worst mindset, you know? So.
She blessed you, bro.
Thank you, man.
She blessed you. She take care of you too. She still take care of you. God watching over you, bro. God got you in his hands.
Yeah.
And that's a definitely good place to be.
He definitely does, man. Like, I wouldn't be here without him. The people that he also blesses me with, I'm thankful for the people he puts in my life, the connections that he, you know, like, it's, when, you know, there's really like a whole science form into this whole manifestation thing stuff, and some of it's taken from religion, some of it's science. It all plays a part to me and like makes sense in a sense where it's like, you really, like, if you are a positive thinking person, like this is gonna come to you as well, but you're also putting in the work for it to come, and you know, like giving off that aura, if you wanna call it or whatnot, you know, like of that. That's like that energy just like it's consumed. It's like, you know, like you have this flow glow about you that attracts the right people to you as well, you know? When you are moving a certain type of way. And I feel like I've been blessed with that, you know, with having that certain type of mindset, because then it's compound effects into really good things. It opens up the doors that God opens up for you, and you know, you pray on things to make sure you're going through the right doors. Some doors are learning lessons. They're not the best things. It doesn't seem like the best thing at the moment, but it's actually a blessing in a disguise for something else, you know? It's like constantly, you know.
Bro, you wore that was beautiful. I got lost.
Yeah, I got lost in the last 5 minutes, bro.
Hey, man, good, man. Cause you know, it's gonna hit you, cause it's like it's real stuff, man. It's like, and everything else comes with that. Like obviously, like there's a big money focus. Why? Because there's currency here. Things are expensive. Like, so you need to make money. You gotta find a way. But it's like it's all gonna come if you are putting that work in, and you also don't try to like keep up with the Joneses and stuff like that, you know, because you don't have to do that.
Don't be fake.
Like you literally could be you, and you're gonna attract better people, act with more authentic relationships, you know, like, and be happy with that, you know, like. And so a lot of people that have like a lot of people that might be having some of the most money, they're most miserable people. It's like, why is that?
Why you is know? That? That's a good question. Why is that?
Because up here they're not solid up there. So it's like, no matter how much money they have, making $3-5 million a month, it's miserable.
Some of them could be complainers.
Yeah, they're always, and it's like, they're never gonna
find that happiness, that freedom to be happy. That's crazy, bro. That's fire. So you brought up manifestation a few times, the word manifestation. And you said it's a little bit of a math equation to figure out what it, how to work it.
I'm not an expert manifestation person like that by any means, you know, but I just know that there's so many different keys to it. Like, I say someone that just prays, right? You have someone that prays, but then doesn't do any action. So it keeps like, they're pretty much just like begging God to like, hey, do this, do that, but they're not putting actually action on it, so nothing really ever happens. To me, where I look at it, it's like, there's layers to this. It's like not only praying on it, but actually putting the work in. And then it's like, if you think about it, if you have a kid, and you see, you have two kids, right? One kid, you actually see like putting the work in, stuff like that, for what they want. They let you know, hey, dad, I want this. But they're putting the work in, all that stuff like that. The other kid's like, I just want this, but not putting any work in. Which kid would you rather give help out, give like the extra hand to, you know? And it's almost like that in a sense, for the universe or God, you know, like I'm trying to speak to everyone on this that way, because some people are not like, you know, some people are not, you know, I want, you know, some people put religion on them, it could push them away, it could be annoying. Some people will get it, some people won't. It's like, that's how your life is. So say, either if you believe in God, or if it's, you believe in yourself and that's God, or if you believe in the two, the same, whatever that may be, this is like for everyone, right? Whoever their God is or not. You say you want this for yourself. If I want this for myself, I'm going to put the work in for myself so that way I can create a compound effect and open that door, open Pandora's box of what it is I need to actually do. And then that work's being done, that's what actually does align itself to actually happen in some way or shape or form. It might not happen the prettiest way, or it might happen the prettiest way, but it ends up happening because you're putting the work in and you're mentally in tune with the like the roadmap that you have in your head. Like that, you create like this, and like invisible like pathway for yourself by putting the work in. You know.
Whoa. That was dope. That was dope. That was deep. And what's cool is I really do believe that the viewers can sense the depth of emotion that is being given to pass this information. Because you kind of need that. It can't get lost in the video. And I really do feel like people are going to be able to feel that and understand. So manifestation, it's a multitude of things that if you take action, you can't miss that step. Because then you, like you said, you're just begging God. So taking action is crucial.
Yeah, man.
And then from there, you can move things in your life, in your...
It's all part of like a learning. All of it's like we naturally as humans, our brain just collects data, right? Like, without even trying, like we're picking up on sounds we hear, things we see, the people around us. Like, so that's why people are like in like obviously like the like in bad neighborhoods. Like, you pick up on maybe bad things because of stuff that you're just seeing naturally. Other people might pick up on other things, because good things, that's what they're seeing. You know, it's like, so that's why it's very important to like make sure you're feeding yourself like positive things. Learning stuff like that, because that's gonna constantly, just if you know, to whatever that you want to do, right? Like, it's gonna help you get to XYZ goal, or XYZ type of life, whatever those things would be, you know, by playing like the mental and physical game of it. You know? It's like the Matrix, right? Like, one perspective I took at the Matrix that was like a little different was I looked at the Matrix with Neo. It's like he wasn't the one. But because he thought he was the one, and they made him think that, he was the one. You know, like he was. Like, it's like it was like all like mindset type thing. You know, like if you really believe stuff like that, you will be like that. You know, like whatever that of that you want to be, you have to like think it. You know, almost on some Jedi type shit, right? Like that's kind of like how you look at life. That's how I look at life. You know, like. Growing up as kids, you know, a single mom, I had an idea of who, like, I'm who I thought I was gonna be as a kid.
You are.
Like, I was literally like, I want to be like this. I wanted to look up to myself.
Oh, so you're your hero. You're your childhood hero.
Yeah, like, I wanted to be that person, and I became that person. Like, and it was all from a thought, you know? Like, it's crazy.
That's pretty cool. That's what I'm working on.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah, it's a battle, you know. Some days you're not gonna feel your best, you know. Like, some days suck, but also like you have to mindset, like understand that, you know, like, like this is part of my journey, you know, like this is like 300 and you're like getting sent off into the woods as a kid, you know, and you have to come back this savage, you know, like
that's literally what it feels like.
Yeah.
To become your childhood hero, that's literally what you got to do.
Yeah.
Come back a savage.
And our brains are powerful, man. The only person that's gonna stop you is you. So you have to make sure you don't stop yourself, you know?
Fact.
Because your only competition is you. Like, you have to battle and make those like choices to like, go and take it. It's like you. You wanna build the best podcast, you literally could do it. You just have to do it. You know, like no matter what. Because people will recognize and respect that, and like it will grow and it will grow, and as long as you keep going, it's gonna get to where you want to be. Other things that you want to do, it's gonna grow and be that, you know.
It's gonna get got.
Yeah.
It's gonna get got. That's the goal, little by little, one at a time, bro. That's fire. I appreciate
it.
Hey,
man, I appreciate you, man.
That's fire. Yeah. I appreciate those words. So, man. I'm a little motivational myself. I need words like that, bro.
You need to have the right people around you and people that actually will support the right way authentically, because. Also, sometimes God, sometimes I feel like God speaks through certain people. And maybe they might not speak, but they might do things that you're like, or it might be come into your life and be some weird shape down the line ends up being a something connection for you. You know, that's how Joe Rogan became one of the biggest people. He's like Pastor David, you know, like it was like certain relationships and just from you putting the work in, just it creates this compound effect, an ecosystem that you're just like, you know, and it's, the relationships are so important. These relationships come and end up being such a big, pivotal, impactful moment in your life. You don't even know sometimes with someone, you know? It opens up a door that you would have never had, or, oh, this person happens to be that one connection that makes you end up getting, like, this big person on your podcast, or this big client, or someone, like, you know, wanting to work with you, and it grows, and it's like, relationships are important, like, powerful and so important, so, yeah.
Okay, so for those people, what advice would you give? Let's say homie's positive, right? He's the most enlightened out of the group, right? Mm-hmm. But the whole group here around is just like, nah, bro, you whack. Your ideas are lame.
Yeah, I mean, I had a group like that. I hang out with a bunch of knuckleheads, man. They had it was like a gang, and. I'm literally how I am right now. I was always like this. I was always like this type of person, very motivated. Like, you know, when I was playing football, I used to pray and cry and like go chill on the field and be at like 4 a.m. and I just wanted to be that ridiculous time just to be like, God, I'm putting the work and I want to. This is like what I want to do. And I had people around me just one day just wanted to just, you know, they wanted to fuck off, you know, and just they weren't in it like I was. So I was like, no, I really want to get to this thing, you know. You have to, those times will be lonely. That's where you have to like, you know, find something, because you're not always, it's growing and building is lonely sometimes. It's not, there's no one around with you when you're editing at night, having to do all this stuff. It's just you. Like, there's gonna be a lot of times where it's just you. And you have to almost be proud of yourself and be like, damn, like, it's like, it is just me, but I use that as fuel to keep going, because like I'm actually doing this. This is the movie I'm making, you know, like your own fucking movie that's customized, unique to you. That's like what keeps you going, you know. And then it happens, you know, like damn, I remember when I just was, this was just an idea, now I'm actually doing this. Yeah.
Damn, that would hit me right.
Yeah.
I needed that, okay. That's why.
And you don't stop, because it's going to get to exactly where you want it to go. Like, that's what's going to help you really, like, actually, like, it's, you're going to be so proud of yourself from those. Because, like, you put all the work and all the hours, take care of yourself mentally, physically, and because all that matters is what you're actually doing. Don't let anyone come and derail you, distract you, because there's going to be a lot of that, especially here in Miami, or anywhere, really, you know? It could be your family. Or the friends that you thought were friends that are not on that same mindset, they don't get it, it's okay. They don't have to get it. You just have to get it, you know?
You just gotta get it.
Yeah.
Bro, that was fire the way you said that. Especially when you said at the end of the day, you can rest your head knowing that you did what you had to do.
Yep, that's all that matters. Like, they're really having to have like that samurai monk focus on stuff, because there's so much other distractions that derail us constantly from the real important goal, you know? Like, and you have to really be strong with that, because it sucks. It's a very lonely, it is lonely a lot of times in those processes, but once you understand that, now you know what it is now, you know? Like, it helps you like really like be like, all right, like,
yeah. So how long you been in the marketing game, bro?
Ooh, since what? That was like 2014, no, 2015.
2015.
But, and that was like me like kind of like just kind of getting in. I was like running it. Like I was like what is this? Like, and I'm like trying to watch videos on YouTube about it, this and that, trying to learn. Really dove in and like was doing it with like 2017. It was like when I was like, I was like, oh yeah, I'm doing this. Like, I'm like, this was just like, I was hearing, seeing ads, seeing like Ty Lopez videos, like seeing stuff like that, but I still wasn't like sure, like I like this, but I'm not sure what's he doing. Like, and then because I started opening up that, you know, like you say, you think of a red car, you start seeing red cars all the time. Well, I'm trying to think about this, so now I'm trying to start seeing this stuff all the time and like putting stuff together, and it just compound effected to that.
Whoa. How old were you in that?
Oh, I'm 31 now, so I was, I suck at math. I was like 20, like I was like 20, 21.
2021. Yeah. Dang, 2021. Yeah. And, okay. I gotta run that back. So there was something blew my mind, bro. Yeah. I had a question from it. That's why I think about 2014, 21.
Yeah, yeah, dude, yeah. No. And I remember at the time, because I go based off albums, like I remember like Lil Uzi Vert 2016. So it was 2016, I was like super all in, because I remember I was just listening to Lil Uzi Vert. I was like, you know, I went through depression and stuff like that for not, like, that's when I was like, I'm gonna hang up the cleats. And I was just listening to you, Lil Uzi Vert, man, and just was like, fuck it, I'm going all in. And it's one, you know, just like, I'm betting on myself. I don't care if anyone thinks, I'm just going all in.
All in on marketing.
All in, yeah, all in on marketing, but also just like entrepreneurship, but like getting to this, like, you know, like, you know, like, I want to work for myself. That's why I was like, I want to work for myself. I want to get to that. Like, you know, like, that's what I was just like, I'm going to go on and figure this out, you know? You know? Then have much guidance, but I was like, I'm just going to figure it out. I'm going to work for other agencies, see how they're doing, do everything in that company, learn, you know, learn, build, getting paid as well, you know? So it's not getting paid and you're also working, and if you're like, wherever it is you want to do, if you could go work there, it's best to go work there. Go work for free, though, just to get some insight. That's how you learn, you know? And like, you know, work another job or so to get, but it's like, you have to be scrappy in certain moments, and you have to scrap, and you have to get your hands dirty, and you have to do what it is that you have to do, you know?
That's what I did. Like, yeah. That's what I've always done. The websites.
You learn to do all that stuff yourself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know? It just, sometimes you actually learn, taking time and doing it, you know? There's a bunch of video tutorials and AI stuff like to help you out even more now with everything.
No excuses.
Know? Yeah.
No excuses. If you had your 21-year-old self sitting in front of you, bro, what would you tell him now?
I'll tell him to invest in Bitcoin. I'll tell him to definitely go on. Obviously, like, structure certain business stuff differently. Even though I do love, like, I kind of, like, everything's, like, so, like, I feel like you don't want to like change anything in time, you know? It's like kind of like God written, you know? So it's like, it's not that we're just giving like a hypothetical, like, or like a different scenario. Then I would say, like, you know, invest in this, do that, make this move. But I feel like God has everything meant to be how it's supposed to be. So like, I don't want to change anything, but it's like, there's things obviously I would be like, hey, we should, you know, do this, you know, start doing that, you know, look into this earlier, you know, it's certain things like that. But
you're praying, you know, God, it's God's story.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's God's story, not ours.
Yeah. So it's like, I want to keep like that. But if I, you know, just change, there's like certain things, you know.
That's fire, bro. Yeah. Of course, invest in Bitcoin, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Oh, on that topic, What's the coin now?
It's like, it's Solana, Bitcoin still. I'm not a big trader of crypto person like that, but obviously I see certain things. But yeah, I'm not like the, not, I can't give any cryptocurrency advice. Like that, you know?
Yeah, this is not financial. Like, you know, this, none of this is financial advice.
I can't do that. But I'm very aware. I have a lot of boys that actually are involved in that, but that's just not a, I'm not looking at charts every morning.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, I remember when I first actually seen, when I first heard of Bitcoin, I thought it was fake because of that movie Dope in 2014.
Yeah.
So I thought it was like, I thought it was like prop money for the movie, you know? What? So I didn't think it was like a real thing. Yeah, that's how.
That's how you heard it. It's on the movie Dope?
Yeah, that's how.
That's what they were paying for.
Yeah, because it was like they're using it for like, you know, like under, like black market stuff and all that and drugs and everything. So I thought it was like fake. I didn't think it was like a, I was definitely out of touch.
That's dope. Shout out to the movie Dope. That's one of my. That's a good. That's a good
one. That movie's dope.
Yeah, that movie is dope.
That was a good movie, man.
So, you choose your clients. At first, it was from just you gaining knowledge, possibly, but
yeah.
Now, since you have the choice,
the biggest clients that I don't know if I can say I had them. The biggest clients I had. Was because I was working for a big agency in LA. I worked for 3 different agencies in like LA and Orange County and San Diego, actually. Like, I was bouncing around different agencies. They had huge clients, like Pepsi and Levi's, shit like that. So, the Kardashians at the time was one of the clients for this. Like, they had like a boutique fashion clothing brand. Like, so I got a lot of knowledge, got to see a lot of things in depth behind the scenes doing that, working for an agency. So, cause that was like where I got to learn a lot of, you know, get a lot of game from. And, to see like, oh, this is a thing, like, you know, it opened up a whole new like world to me when I did that.
So let's say I had a business and I knew nothing about marketing and I wanted to take it to the next level. Mm. I found you, Van.
Yeah.
What's my first step? Like, what do you choose me? Do I ask you?
Really, like, say even on Instagram, like, most people like that, sometimes a lot of people, like, referral clients to me, or, like, I've met that person somewhere, or they see my Instagram, they're asking, like, hey, like, I'm looking to run ads, and this is my budget, thing. Do you ask that question, and I see if they're a good fit, if they see they have, like, actually, a thing actually is a good product, whether it's physical or a service, and they have a good infrastructure, et cetera, I have to, like, consult to make sure that they actually are, like, a good fit for me to actually work with, budget-wise, et cetera. But usually people, you know, this starts off from communication, you know, from a deep dive of like, all right, are we a good fit for each other, or can I actually help this person or not? Because sometimes some people don't like even have anything set up correctly. They're not even ready to actually even get leads and marketing because they can't fulfill it. Like, you know, so like there's stuff that they got to work on, and you won't know to kind of get a real deep dive and seeing how their stuff is for real, see if they actually are a good fit. But yeah, man, it just comes on from communication, conversation. It's almost like there's like pre-qualified sales calls, right? Where it's like that person's either warm or they're cold. So some people could come in already warm, like, hey, you don't have to sell them money. They already want to work with you. Like they know that they need marketing. They know they need ads or something like that, and creative, etc. They're not like, you're not even having to sell them. I personally like those. I don't like having to sell anybody anything. I'm not gonna force someone. Like I shouldn't have to force anyone to want to do marketing anyway. Like that's like. A given in your business, you know, marketing and sales, like, but some people just are, maybe someone doesn't have any clue about exactly how it is, so they want to be, like, guided on certain stuff, so then I'd help with that here and there, you know, but I'm definitely not the person that's trying to, like, I'm not trying to ever sell to people that don't need it, you know, like, even though everyone does need marketing, it's like, some people are not ready for it, but they think they are, but they're not, just depends, you know.
Fire.
Yeah.
Fire. And what separates marketers? Is it their own IQ? I mean, your background, you've...
Mm-hmm. It's definitely their experience level, their skill set level, their understanding of, like, even understanding, like certain niches and industries.
Wow.
Really experience, you know? Like...
Wow. So the more you understand the human genome, and you've had experience understanding the human genome, the more experienced you are at.
And then there's levels of it. Like some marketers are great at certain like handoffs in the business, right? Like it could be some are great at the start process of start like, a fresh business thing, this freshly start ads. Some are better at probably scaling a little bit. So somebody that's already getting, like someone's like, hey, you're already doing 20,000, hey, you're already doing 30,000, 100,000 a month, I can help you scale. Some are probably better at that. Some are better on just certain platforms only. Meta Facebook ad, Instagram ads focus. That's more sort of skill set. They don't touch Google. Some might be really good at Google and YouTube ads and local service business ads. They don't touch Meta. Some could be diverse in both a little bit. And with that, you constantly keep growing because there's constantly new ad updates and policy changes and stuff on every platform that you have to be aware of. And that's like a, those are different things that kind of help you kind of differentiate the experience of different marketers, because some are really good on the front end stuff, or some are better on the back end stuff. There's so many different like things, or some are better or with a content strategy more so, not really a paid ad strategy. So that's why you have all the different agencies, you know, and some like to focus on certain type of niches mainly, you know, and stay out of other ones. Some like to be universal and be like all in every almost industry, because they're just like to have depth in it, you know, like just all depends.
Seems like you're well-rounded.
Yeah, I definitely am, because just because I work for so many different agencies. I was in, you know, those beauty space, physical products. So it was like only like those attorneys, it was like, you know, medical services, gyms, stuff like that. Like it's just like this. I worked for some different, so I gained a lot of knowledge and stuff like that on it. And I also like my ADHD me or whatever. I like to be in everything, you know, the SaaS and e-commerce world, the digital product world. Especially because we're the way the world's, and you know, going. A lot of AI products are going to be popping off more and more now, right? So it's a big focus point now too, you know?
Yeah. Is that the next wave?
Yeah, we're in a big, heavy AI wave right now too. Yeah, like, I can't really say on camera, but there's a lot of different companies that I know I'll be working with, you know, this year that are like AI-focused companies that are, you know, and people think AI is taking jobs. Like, it's not really going to be taking a lot of jobs. There's not an AI welder, you know? Like, there's certain things, like, somebody needs to come and slab this up and lay the concrete and all that. I don't think we're there yet, you know? Where it's
not
just,
yet. Thank
you know,
God.
I think in Avatar, they had, like, machines that were, like, creating, like, they would come, when they would, like, break down the ground, it's, like, all machines, like, doing it and stuff like that. That would be a different story then, you know? But,
I'm low key scared, bro.
Yeah, no, man. I think it's gonna be dope. Society's always gonna move and evolve with whatever is going on. So it's like people there'll be different jobs that far, you know.
Whoa.
You know, at the time, you know.
Whoa. Are we gonna be doing AI's dishes, bro?
Are we gonna be cleaning up for AI?
We might have to be doing something, but it'll probably be a job, you know. Like if we look into kitchens now in modern 2025, so much machines and stuff back there that used to all be labor work that people have to do, you know. Like you think about it, even think about us washing our clothes, right? You used to have to really wash your clothes back in the day. Now we throw it in machines, so and now that's been around forever, right? But like it's always gonna be constantly something. You know, people don't even vacuum their floors like that anymore. They use like the robot vacuums that move around, you know. It's like it's just always gonna be just evolving, which kind of makes society, we get lazier. We're gonna keep getting lazier and lazier.
Yeah.
Because of that, but
you know. I read this one thing by Mustafa Suleiman, CEO of Microsoft AI. He's got a book called The Coming Wave. He says on there that by 2030, 50% of workforce, regular workforce, mm-hmm. is at a medium risk of being taken over by AI.
Well,
50% of all
people right now are trying to replace all sales guys, you know, with AI. You know, like that's like a thing. That's right. That's in full effect already. That's not as good as like some sales guys, but it's still pretty good. Definitely helps with the DMs, like for auto messaging and stuff like that. You know, stuff like that. So there's different ways of it.
All right, bro. You are very well-rounded. You're very inspirational, bro. I wish I could chop it up with you the whole time.
I know, man.
I have to
catch up, but we'll run this back. We'll probably do it at the office.
Yeah, we got to, bro. Yeah. There's so much gas, bro. I could tell that you embody motivation, love, discipline. I mean, you got a strong work ethic, but you could put that with discipline. And that from what, that just those four from what I've seen, bro, you those all work together. They're not separate. They're all working together.
Yeah, definitely.
And you were just out there on the road, on the sidewalk, just walking, doing your thing, bro. You are a walking, moving force, bro.
Appreciate that, man.
I don't know. If you need any marketing, bro, if anybody needs any marketing,
yeah,
they got to hit up Van Dennis, bro, because the guy, bro, you're well-rounded.
Yeah, man. you know, it's a constant learning game, always a student to game type thing. Like, that's what's gonna, that's what gets you far, you know. Like,
what keeps you motivated now,
dude? Everything. I can't. It would be that's a laundry list, man. From family to what I want to be able to do to inspire the world. You know, the leader I want to be, the person I want to evolve to. I have a lot of growing I still want to do too. You know, like I know I'm on my journey for that, to keep on growing. Like, I'm like, damn, like, who's this guy gonna be at 45, 50, 60? You know, like, I think about all that type of stuff. There's so much that motivates me. The future motivates me alone. You know, like, of what if, what is this gonna be? You know. So, it's, yeah.
I'm excited for your future.
Likewise, man.
I'm excited. Stay tuned and check it out.
Definitely.
Van Dennis.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Van Dennis, everybody. God bless you.
And I'm out, man. You guys have a good one.